Alex Randall is in Copenhagen to help small developing countries get heard. Randall is a volunteer with a group called Unfair Play. His organization examines data and climate maps produced by the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change.
We looked at the countries which were most vulnerable to the effects of climate change, and also looked at the countries which weren't sending many negotiators to the Copenhagen conference. And what we found was that some of the really, really vulnerable countries were actually almost unable to represent themselves at the negotiations simply because they couldn't send enough people to Copenhagen to go to all the meetings, to read the documents, to be everywhere that they needed to be.
And so you basically offered two countries your services. Who are you helping?
Kiribati and Niue, both of which are island states in the Pacific.
Right. And how would, let's say Kiribati, how would Kiribati be adversely affected by climate change?
There are multiple problems that they will have if global temperatures rise. The first one is essentially from rising sea levels. A lot of the island of Kiribati is only 2 meters above sea level, so it doesn't really have to rise very much before they have serious problems. The second problem they face is, as the sea levels do begin to rise, salt water begins to get into their drinking water supply, and that obviously causes enormous problems. The problem, though, that they have at the negotiations is that I can kind of briefly describe what it's like here. There are probably 12 or 15 streams of negotiations going on all at once, and they need to be in all of those talks in order to kind of get the climate deal that's going to protect their people. But with such a small delegation, it's very hard for them to cover all of those meetings and to represent themselves adequately. There are also hundreds and hundreds of documents that they need to read in order to prepare to go into the negotiations. So we take some of the strain off them by going to some of the sessions and taking notes so we can update them later, or sometimes just trawling through the thousands of pages of documentation that they need to understand before they go into the talks.
Well, we just heard about the dividing lines between developing countries like Kiribati, but also Tuvalu and Sierra Leone, yeah, and other developing countries like India and China. I mean, Kiribati is a country with about 100,000 people. Their main exports are coconut, meat, and fish. I'm just wondering, do you think there are going to be some countries that may end up by being kind of sacrificial lambs in order for other developing countries to emerge unscathed?
Well, let's hope not, because I think what we really need at the end of Copenhagen is a deal that protects all nations, however vulnerable or small they are. So for a country like Kiribati, they really are at the front line of the front line. It's not just that they'll be adversely affected, it's that they'll be one of the first countries to feel the effects. So I don't think it's really a viable position to say that we're going to have to sacrifice some nations in order to wake the world up to what's going on here.
Alex Randall in Copenhagen. Very good to speak with you. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you.